I'm going to go straight in there with the hard-hitting stories because there are a lot of them about at the moment, and they're difficult to make light of, but sometimes you just have to swallow it and cover them nevertheless. The voice of Elmo has quit.
Oh, no!
And certainly not got a job here. What was that?
That was really bad. Sorry about that.
You know, he actually created the persona of Elmo as well, so where does that leave Elmo in the future of Sesame Street?
I think he's going to be dead.
That's better.
Yeah, Elmo got wasabi on my eyelids.
What?
Elmo doesn't have any eyelids. Elmo put wasabi on the eyelids, and then the eyelids all melted away because they're so hot.
What's she talking about?
I don't know, but I interviewed Elmo once, and he kept going on about wasabi on his eyelids. It was very funny, but I didn't understand it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You interviewed Elmo?
Yeah, it was big.
How have you not mentioned this before?
Oh, I'm surprised I haven't.
Was it just Elmo?
Yeah, it was on the phone, though. It was on like a high-quality phone line, so it wasn't. I didn't actually get to see him, but I had a really nice chat, and he sang me a song.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's like the best celebrity story. You always go off
amazing.
About, like, the bloke out the script, but seriously, Elmo?
But what's Elmo going to do now, though? Because if he's been there for so long, it's not like he can go and get a job in Asda.
I think we so should get him to do the Tannoy announcements on the trains in Stevenage.
Platform 4 for the train to London King's Cross.
Do you see what I mean? It would be good. Or you said he can't get a job in Asda, but maybe he should. Maybe he should do the Asda Tannoy.
What about one of those?
Maria, please come to Beers, Wines and Spirits.
Those meter and greeters with the microphones at the front of the store.
We've got a special offer on donuts.
Mark Mudd says he could be the bloke at the horses who shouts gibberish.
Number 5 coming in. Number 6, he's got a jockey. Frankie Dettori. Oh, I want my nose. 5, number 6, number 9. Oh, yeah, someone's going to win loads of money.
That makes more sense than John McCrurick.
Laura King, morning Laura, suggests an auctioneer.
£50. Going once. Going twice.
Oh, yeah, if anything, that should go to the count.
The count, really, shouldn't it?
One, going twice. Yeah. Christopher says a church preacher.
And then Jesus said to his disciples, you got to go and be nice to everyone, but don't let any women in.
Daniel Jackson. Daniel Jackson says the Big Brother house voice.
Day 15. Steve and Chris are touching each other again.